It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Here's the problem with all those guys saying they want to come to Denver. They're doing a bit of a mess around because they're just trying to get leverage with other people in a lot of those cases.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't want to come to here, which I think is stupid. You know who we need to have around the team more is more Marcus Camby. I don't know if he still lives here, but he loved it here. Earl Boykins is still here.
Yep.
That man is the scariest man I've ever met in a locker room.
Really?
My God. He's legitimately, he's probably 5'6".
All business?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, he's a monster. Like you talk about muscle hamsters. He's a muscle hamster. And he'll just sit there and just look up at you.
Yeah.
And if you ask a dumb question, he's just, oh, my, oh. Oh,
come on, man.
Oh, just look at you. Just stare. And really? And you're just like, sorry.
Don't bite my face
I'm
off.
Sorry.
Don't
I'm
punch me.
Sorry, please don't. Hurt me. So we were talking about, so that's how it is. But, it's nice here.
Oh, yeah.
If you can live in Oklahoma City, and you, I mean, and listen, $10 million or $20 million will get you a nice house anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, you may get, for $10 million, you may get 10,000 acres in Oklahoma with a nice big house and looking like Dallas. You might not get that here, but you'll get a nice house here and you'll get not nicer weather. And there is more of a nightlife here than there is in Utah. Or Milwaukee, for crying out loud. Like, think about all the places that have teams and you think, well, how good can their nightlife be? I mean, New Orleans is probably pretty good. New York is probably pretty good. Los Angeles is probably pretty good. Portland?
I like Portland.
Portland's nice.
But you have to enjoy the rain there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, seriously, love rain.
Yeah. I mean, Sacramento's the capital, but...
Meh.
Meh.
Yeah.
Do you see San Antonio, they got a nice river walk.
Yeah, that's about it.
I mean, Dallas has got some ribs, but when I was in Dallas, I didn't think it was all that great.
No.
I mean, you can get some nice big houses for cheap.
Real cheap.
I mean, that's the reason you go to Texas, is you go to Texas
and
to
no
get
taxes,
a lot of help.
Right?
I know Florida has no taxes. Texas has less taxes than some places.
There's no sales tax in Portland. Not that that matters.
Yeah, that's because they got all the other taxes going.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness. So some of the people who the Nuggets, so there's some sort of people that they think about who the Nuggets should sign.
Yes.
And it always comes down to this. You can sign a position of need, and then like, well, then are you going to sign a max cap offer guy or quote-unquote star? And I think you should try and go and get a star if they can help your team out. But I don't think you should go and try and sign a star just to sign a star. In reality, there are four star max cap guys who you could potentially go out and sign. And they'd look good in a Nuggets jersey. Kevin Durant is a free agent. Stephen Curry is a free agent. Either of those guys I would take. I would definitely take Durant before. I mean, Durant's the player you're needing there. Durant will play that three or that stretch four shooting guy. I mean, you put Durant on the Nuggets.
That'd be awesome.
If you put Durant on this Nuggets team, I mean, you're in the conversation.
Playoff conversation or finals?
No, you're in the conversation to get into a finals.
Okay. Okay.
Because what do you, I mean, that's the one thing you're missing.
So, I mean.
I mean, Kevin Durant does a lot of the same things that Carmelo Anthony does.
Yes. A lot better.
Okay. Yes. Younger.
I think
younger, well, taller.
I think he's a little bit better passer.
How good of a passer is Carmelo, really? He passes on shots, and then he shoots another one. That's what he does.
Technically, yes. Yeah. But I think Durant's got that more, I can take you to the hole, or I can beat you right here.
Well, no. I mean, no one can get their shot better than Carmelo, I thought. I mean, he'll give you that shake and then jump, and the fadeaway is unstoppable, and then he will go by you and dunk on you.
Okay.
I mean, he is one of the best offensive players of all time. I mean, you can't deny that. I mean, the guy can score. It's just all the other things he did, might not be enough. I still believe he's a Hall of Famer. So I'm looking, but I'm trying to come up with ideas for where, people might. How do you improve this team? I mean, you got a lot of really good guys. And Nikola Jokic he's going to be a bona fide star because he passes. And the other thing is even if he gets hurt, he doesn't, and I hate to say this, but it's sort of like when Paul Pierce got hurt. It didn't really matter that much because he always played below the rim anyway. So, like, for guys that play below the rim, and Jokic is not going to be, he's not a high flyer. I mean, he'll dunk it, but only because he's 7 foot tall. So what, you're looking for and you're trying to think about is, well, who can you get in? I think the Nuggets are going to go after Hayward hard. And I would not be surprised to see Gordon Hayward take a visit to the Nuggets. Just to see. I think you're going to see, you're going to see Otto Porter. Now, you probably haven't heard the name, but he's a guy, from the Wizards who's a good shooter, very low. So you might see him because you're going to lose Barton, probably. You're going to lose Gallinari. So, those are issues that we have. You know what the issue I had today? The issue I had today was that I was hungry, but I was I had to paint the garage door because we got egged about 6 months ago, and so I had to paint it.
Okay.
And I was super hungry, but I couldn't get up to Juicy, and so I was sitting there. And I'm way down Littleton, so I'm not going to get, the delivery.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm not going to do that,
Either.
I mean, that's not fair.
There's Arapahoe and...
Yeah, that's pretty far away, too.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there all day thinking about, oh, my God, that would be so good. I think about their malts at night. Is that a problem that I think about Juicy Burger's malts at night?
No.
I think about their malts at night. Like, I'll wake up.
I have dreams about them.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night going, oh, blah. I mean, sometimes my kids sleep in the bed and they'll be like, Dad, why are you licking my head? I'm like, oh, sorry. Sorry, it was just a Juicy Burger dream. You get Juicy Burger dreams when you go to Juicy Burger.
Oh, yeah.
The burgers are fantastic. The hot dogs are great. The tater tots are, listen, there's a difference between cafeteria tater tots and tater tots done by Juicy Burger. Fried jalapenos are just outrageous. Just outrageous.
Delicious.
Delicious. Outrageous. Second to none.
Tater tots are spot on.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
All of it. And you should go there. Listen, if you're hungry, there's nowhere else to go. It's easy. There's two great locations. We prefer, when we go, when I'm up north, I go to Thornton one. I-25, just get off right on Thornton Parkway, left on Grant, right in the parking lot, head down to Juicy Burger. It's right there. Go on in. Tell them that you heard about it on the Denver or on a Mile High Sports Radio or on the Darren Copeland Experience, and you get $2 off. How about them apples?
Smoking.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Go get Juicy Burger. You know you want it. You want it. Might as well go get it. And because when you're hungry, there's nothing else you can do. It's just, all you can say is, I love Juicy. Did that work? Did that work okay? Yay!
Oh, my kitty boots. I got the juice. I got the juice.
Channel Chatham's on.
We thank Juicy Burger every day because they, you know, they really have been great for us. And so we highly recommend you go check them out. We check them out regularly.
Delicious. Get the Deca Dog if you don't want a burger.
In fact, if you want to see what we look like, you might as well go to Juicy Burger because we're there. At least one of us is there nearly daily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tend to stay the one in the DTC.
Yeah. You still get the $2 off there, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Juicy Burger. We'll be back after this.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. From sunup to sunset.